This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 9th of August. Surrey didn't put up much of a fight on the final day at Chester Street and slumped to an innings and 38-run defeat at the hands of Durham. They started down 69 for 5, needing 112 just to make the home side bat again, and bowled out for just 143, with leg spinner Scott Borthwick taking the final 2 wickets to fall. Surrey's woes then deepened further shortly after the close, with the news that they were being docked a point because of maintaining a slow over rate. Nottinghamshire and Somerset finally got some meaningful play in on the third day at Taunton, and the bowlers made up for lost time, taking 13 wickets between them during the day. The visitors could make only 156 in their first innings, as Gamal Hussain ended with figures of 4 for 29, and Chris Reid top score with 52. In reply, the host lost Marcus Scottick's second ball to Ben Phillips, but James Hildreth closed on 63 to lead them to 187 for 6 at stumps. Wickets tumble on the second day at Edgbaston, with Warwickshire closing the ascendancy against Worcestershire. The home side began the day badly, being dismissed for 132 in their first innings, with Ricky Clark's 61 the only real contribution, as Chris Russell took 4 for 43 on debut. However, their bowlers responded in the best possible fashion, and they bowled Worcestershire out for just 145 second time around, with Jeetan Patel, Keith Barker and Chris Wright all among the wickets. This left the Bears needing to chase 260 in the fourth innings, and their openers took them to stumps on 79 without loss. In Division 2, Ian Cobain hit 112 to deny Hampshire any hope of forcing a win on the final day at Bristol. Gloucestershire made 277 in their second innings, to leave visitors requiring a hypothetical 273 for victory. They faced just 2 overs in their innings before the chase was called off. Essex took control on the second day at Canterbury, reducing Kent to 9 for 3 in their second innings, after they themselves made 273 to earn a 47-run lead in their first. Essex had lost 4 early wickets to Matt Coles and Charlie Shrek, but fought back courtesy of a 126-run 6-wicket partnership between James Foster and Adam Wheater. Wheater made 82, with Foster falling for 76, adding a further 51 with Graham Napier for the 8th wicket. Simon Kerrigan and James Treadwell decimated Australia A's middle order on the third day of their unofficial test match at Old Trafford. The Tories had reached 166 for 1 at one stage, thanks to half-centuries from Ed Cowan and Michael Klinger. But James Treadwell dismissed Cowan for 99 to begin a collapse of 9 for 111 as they were bowled out for 277. Treadwell added 2 more to finish with 3 for 93, while Kerrigan ensured his name was kept in the England selector's thoughts and bamboozled the Australians on his way to figures of 6 for 59. This earned England Lions a 38-run lead, which then increased to 196 by stumps, thanks to an innings of 70 from Joe Root and an unbeaten one of 73 from Johnny Bairstow.